Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada is very much well known, especially in the Western world. The propounder of Sankhya philosophy, Kapila Deva, son of Devahiti, is the incarnation of Krishna. He says that yoga atma sikham pungshan mato nisreshaya. Nisreshaya. Ultimate benediction. Shreya and Priya, there are two things. One is called Priya. Priya means immediately pleasing. And Shreya means ultimately benefit. Benediction. Generally, conditioned souls, they are attracted with immediate pleasing things. Just like children, they are attracted by playthings more than education. They do not like to go to school. They like to play the whole day. In my childhood also, I was very naughty boy, and I was not going to school. And my mother kept a special man to drag me to this. At that time there was no system like in your country, school buses. One had to go to school and boat. So my father was very lenient. I was not going to school. Priya, pleasing. Children like to play. Similarly, there are two paths, Shreya and Priya. So, Shreya means, Priya means sense gratification. We have got our senses, material senses, and we want to satisfy them. Without any consideration, the sequence, the bad results of sense gratification. In the Bhagavata there is one passage in which it is stated that janmaitnadi brahmedi sukham mitukcham. Persons who are conditioned in the society, friendship and love, this is the attraction for material life. Society, friendship and love, they think divinely bestowed upon man. But as it is not divinely bestowed upon man, from spiritual point of view, it is the gift of Maya. Society, friendship and love is the gift of Maya, illusion. Actually, the society which is, with which we associate and friendship which we make here and so far love, how long? Now, supposing I am now in human society, how long I shall remain in human society? I am preparing for my next life, for the next society. I may be transferred to dog society, and I may be transferred to God society. That will depend on my work. So, we like society, friendship. Oh, I do not know how many intimate friendship I had, but those are now just like dream, everything finished. Now I am making new friendships with your countrymen, with younger boys of this country. And I have forgotten the friendship which I made the whole life in India. So, this friendship, this love, this society, this country, everything, illusion. Just like dream. At night we dream, oh, I have been made a king. And in the morning I see everything fits. So, we should not be attached to these temporary attractions. We admit these are temporary attractions, but we are still just like children. They are attracted, but the parents, they are guiding, oh, you must go to school, Nishraya Sahaya, that is Shreya. The boy, the child does not like it, but the parents, they are anxious, oh, my child is not going to school, he is being spoiled. So, dreading it. Similarly, the scriptures, the sages, the saintly persons, the devotees, the representative of Krishna, of God, they are very much anxious to take us back to Godhead, back to home. That is necessary. That is the ultimate benediction. To be people are enamored by the temporary society friendship and love. And it has become a thankless task of the saintly persons, devotees of God, to grant them, oh, please come here, please chant Hare Krishna, please be Krishna conscious. Please be God conscious. Nobody likes it. They think it bothers them. Why somebody comes here and bothers us? But it has become the business. Therefore, the qualification of a saintly person is titiksha. Very tolerant, very tolerant. Just like Lord Jesus Christ, he was crucified. Still, he was so tolerant. He, at the time of crucifixion, he is praying to God, "My Lord, these people do not know what they are doing. Please forgive me." Just see how much tolerant. This is the first qualification of saintly person, our God's servant, our God's son. Very tall. They have to push on their Krishna conscious movement, or God conscious movement, through so many odds. Because they are just like the child, he is attracted with places. So, yoga means স্টেটে যোগ আধ্যাত্মিক ফাংশন মত নিঃশ্রেষায় যোগ সিস্টেম মিন্স টু লিড ওয়ান টু দি আলটিমেট বেনিডিকশন আধ্যাত্মিক আধ্যাত্মিক মিন্স পার্টনিং টু দি সোল যোগ প্র্যাকটিস অফ যোগ ডাজ নট মিন টু গেইন সাম মেটেরিয়াল প্রফিট অ্যাকচুয়ালি দোজ হ্যাভ অ্যাটেইনড টু পারফেকশন টু সাম এক্সটেন্ট in the yoga process. The yoga process which is very much advertised in your country, that is more or less bodily exercise. Yoga process is very typical for the modern age. I've several times discussed this point. The preliminary process, yam yam, asana pranayama dhyana dharana samadhi, the eight processes to control the senses, to control the mind, to practice sitting posture under certain physical posture, the mind becomes concentrated, so there are different asanas. Then the meditation, then contemplation, then absorption. These things are preliminary process. But actually, the yoga means to attain ultimate benediction, nisvesaya. What is that nisvesaya? The spiritual realization. That is, spiritual realization, there are different stages of spiritual realization. First, spiritual realization is to understand oneself that I am not matter, I am spirit. This is the first stage of spiritual realization. When one firmly convinces by knowledge, just we are conscious. I am Indian. You are conscious that you are American. One is conscious, I am Hindu. One is conscious, I am Christian. So, similarly, when one is fully conscious that I am spirit, aham brahmasmi, I am Brahma. Now that is the first spiritual knowledge. That knowledge means consciousness. So, this consciousness has also development of consciousness. There are different stages. And when one comes to the ultimate stage, nisvesaya, that is called Krishna consciousness or God consciousness. And how that consciousness acts? That I am a servant of God. I am servant of Krishna. When this consciousness is firmly fixed up, this is called Krishna consciousness. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he presently thinks as Naham Vidvan Nachana Lokati. Na Manastha Jyoti Ba. He presented himself because you are Hindu and Vedic followers of Vedic. But actually you are not Hindu. He is describing himself. Naham. Naham means I am not. I am not. He is declaring. What is declared? I am not Brahmin. I am not Kshatriya. I am not Vaishya. I am not Shudra. I am not Brahmachari. I am not Grihastha. I am not Vanaprastha. I am not Sannyasi. The Vedic system of human life is divided into 8 departmental activities. And that is going on under the name of Hinduism. It is now broken and degraded, and so many things have happened. But actually, what is called Vedic system, that Vedic system is not meant for a particular class of men, but it is meant for the human society. Actually, human activities actually begins when they observe these 8 principles of social division. More or less, they observe in any human society. What is that? Brahmin. Brahmin means the most intelligent class of men of the society. Philosophers, scientists, astronomers, so many intelligent class. So in every society there is a class of men who are very intelligent. Then ordinary man. And then Kshatri. Kshatri means, Kshat means heart. One who protects others from being hurt. Suppose I am trying to hurt you. And the person who protects you is Kshatri. And who protects you? The king. And God. Therefore, those who are engaged in governmental affairs takes the administration in charge, they are called Kshatriyas. So, the Kshatriyas, they are in every human society, the administrator class, politicians, diplomats. Next, Vaishya, mercantile class. Oh, that is not to be explained. In your country, there are so many mercantile class. And Shudra. Shudra means neither intelligent, nor administrator, nor merchant. General labor. Give them something, they work. They have no intelligence. They are called Shudras. So these 4 divisions there are. And this is so far our material necessities are concerned. There is need of intelligent class of men to guide. There is need of administrators of merchant class of men. There is need of mercantile class of men. And there is need of labor class of men. So these 4 divisions. And next, culture. Cultural means brahmachari. What student life is educated in the value of life, they are called brahmachari. They are not allowed to mix with women. Just like nowadays, the schools and colleges, the boys and girls freely mix. The brahmachari is not allowed to mix with girls and boys. That is a restriction, brahmachari. Only the grihasthas, householders, they are allowed to mix freely with home and married. So brahmachari is not allowed. That is spiritual training. In this way, there are four departments of spiritual training, namely brahmachari, grihastha, householder, vanaprastha, retired man,